In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Rejoice and be glad, for today is born to you a Savior. Dear faithful, this word, today, comes up so many times in the Christmas liturgy. And yet, how curious a word it is. Between the first Christmas, between Bethlehem in the year of grace and Green Day in the year 2025, there seems to be no today, but only a world of yesterdays, so many hundreds of years gone by. But in the lovely chant from the beginning of the Midnight Mass, God the Father speaks to God the Son, "Though you are my Son, this day I have begotten thee." This is God's today, the today of eternity, born in the flesh of the Virgin Mary in the fullness of time. Christ is born eternally from the bosom of the Heavenly Father. Mary's womb was a wedding chamber where the Eternal Son married our human nature. In Christ, it is God Himself who comes to us. And when God comes into our world, nothing can ever be the same. Nothing is that it was before. My words, dear faithful, are not sufficient to speak to you of the splendor, the divine joy of this coming of God into our lives. What human words can give voice to the mystery of God's own word? The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. This is the only word we need. God Himself spoke one word, and that word is Jesus Christ. Jesus, God Himself, taking on our human nature. This does not, of course, mean that God turned into a man in such a way that he would somehow have stopped being God. No, the incarnation means that Jesus Christ, who is true God from all eternity, along with the Father and the Holy Spirit, also became man at a given moment in time when, in the womb of the Virgin Mary, he assumed a human nature, like unto us in all things but sin. Remember what we said on the second Sunday of Advent. This central mystery of our faith is beautifully summed up in the Christmas liturgy. God is made man. That which he was, he remains. And that which he was not, he takes up. Bethlehem is not yesterday and far away. For us who believe, Bethlehem is here and always. In Hebrew, the word Bethlehem means literally the house of bread. Dear faithful, every Catholic Church is a new and heavenly Bethlehem. For in our tabernacles, under the outward form of bread, dwells Christ Himself. The same eternal Son, the same eternal Jesus who built the starry skies, the same divine child cradled in the manger, the same glorious Savior who was born so that he could die for us, who broke the fetters of hell when he rose in glory from the dead, that same Jesus, dear faithful, who is not a reminder, not just a symbol, but God, made man himself, is with us today. In promising the Eucharist, Jesus told us, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eats of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. I'm sure you have heard this slogan, which is a useful reminder for us in our secular world. Keep Christ in Christmas. In fact, however, we must go on step further if we are to understand the true spirit of Christmas. Keep Mass in Christmas. The mystery of the Eucharist is a perfect continuation of the mystery of Christmas. In the Incarnation, Jesus hid his divinity. In the Blessed Sacrament, he hides now even his human nature. The Mass, as we know, continues to make present Jesus' redeeming sacrifice. God's today enlivens and gives meaning to our today. The manger was the offertory of Jesus' Mass, his perfect offering of himself for our salvation, which began in Mary's womb and was consummated on Calvary. In the Mass, the wood of the manger turns into the wood of the cross. Slipping the sleep of a new baby, of a newborn, between two animals who keep him warm, Jesus will one day sleep the sleep of death between two criminals. Dear faithful, in this octave of Christmas, let's not be tired to go to the manger and to pray at the manger and come and see how his arms are opened to embrace us, to embrace our family, our life today. One day, we will go to Calvary and we will see his arms open to die for us on the cross. Perhaps we have no fine gifts to bring to the manger like the Magi from the East who came with gold, incense, and myrrh. These gifts which give light and fragrance to Christmas time. But could we not try to bring at least some straw to the manger of our infant king? Some little things to comfort him in his earthly exile. Kindness to the poor, forgiveness to our enemies, sharing faith with those who do not believe, giving time to those who need. Can we not do as Mary and Joseph? Can we not clean out the little stable of our hearts so that Christ can be born there? Dear faithful, when God, made man, comes to our Bethlehem, will he find no room in the inn of our souls. If only this Christmas time we could receive him roughly in Holy Communion with love and gratitude. The same eternal King whom the heavens cannot contain and yet who enclosed himself in the womb of Mary. This incarnate God will take up his dwelling in our hearts, in your hearts and mine. Dear faithful, look at the manger. Lying there, Jesus was thinking already of each one of us. We can read in the book of Isaiah, "Fear not, for I have redeemed thee and called thee by your name. You are mine." Jesus was thinking already of each one of us in the manger. Neither Herod, then nor Pilate, later, could ever have the last say. Today, Lord, today, you come to us. Dear faithful, may this today be forever. Do not let us stray. This day, this is the day which the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice therein. Merry Christmas. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.